resistance. We don't like to feel uncomfortable. We don't like to feel a sense of fear or anxiety or pain. We don't like it. It doesn't feel good, and we try to avoid it. We don't like conflict, and so we close our ears to the truth sometimes, or we just avoid it altogether. And yet Jesus tells us this in John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. You will have trouble. Not you might, but you will. But take heart. I have overcome the world. So Jesus is saying he's overcome it. We will have trouble, but he's already overcome. Isn't that good news? I think that's awesome. So when it comes to all these different feelings and thoughts and what have you, which one are we listening to? Okay, I'm going to just divert just for a minute. Who here has ever had an MRI? Oh, quite a few people. Okay, so for those that don't relate, please just bear with me because it will make sense eventually. But I had to have one of those things recently. And if anyone here suffers from anxiety or anything like that, just may be triggering, so just a bit of a disclaimer in advance. So I've been pre-warned by a couple of people, and they said, oh, you know, if you've got a bit of an issue with small spaces, just here's some things you can do just to help you. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. And then the morning I actually turned up for this MRI, I was running late. And I was kind of rushed. Okay, come on, you need to go in, put this robe on, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, and she goes, and the lady, what do they call them, stenographer? She was an English lady. She said, oh, running a bit late, are we? I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, my husband came off his motorbike yesterday and I've been up all night just making sure he's okay. And then she felt bad. So I'm rushed in. She says, go and get this gown on. I get this gown on and she takes me into this room where there's a MRI machine and there's this bed. I think we've got a photo. There it is. So she says, lie down, and she clamps this thing over my head like a caged thing. And she says, now, be really still, don't move. I'm going to put this button in your hand. And she puts this button in my hand. She goes, now, if you need, if it gets hard or whatever, just press the button, and I'll come and get you out. So it's like a panic button, you know. And she said, and by the way, it's going to be really loud in there, like really loud. So here's some earplugs, which I shoved in my ear. And she said, now, don't forget to press the button. It's in your hand. You all good? Everything good? I said, oh, yeah. And she just slides me in, straight under this thing. And guys, immediately, I felt panic. Immediately. If you have a look at that picture, that kind of resembles me a little bit. I was like, ah, get me out of here. So I get in there and I'm thinking, oh gosh, I wasn't expecting this. This is not what I was expecting. My body's, my senses, everything's freaking out, going, get out of here. This is not good. Get out. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. I hadn't prepared for this. So the therapist needed therapy. And I thought, okay, what's the strategies? And I just, because I say to my clients, you know, you need to prepare beforehand because once you're in full-blown panic, it's really hard. But I hadn't prepared. I was full-blown. I wasn't expecting it. And it was there. It was happening. And I couldn't think. I just couldn't think. So I'm like, press the button. And I thought, no. And then I heard this voice say, praying tongues. And I went, oh, yeah, praying tongues. And I was frantically praying in tongues, frantically. And guys, you gotta understand, if you haven't had one of these, I had to get a neck MRI, so I was shoved all the way in there. And it was, you felt like, and a lot of people refer this, it's like being in a closed coffin. And so I prayed in tongues, and I started to sort of come down. It's like, yes. And then I started hearing songs of worship in my head. It was awesome. It was so good. And I went, oh, I love this. Oh, yeah, I love that song. And I was good. And then I kind of came back up again. And so I prayed in tongues again, came back down again. And so it went on. And then I thought, strategy, okay, ground myself. Grounding is a therapy tool. So I grounded. And I was doing okay. And then it was just this kind of up and down, and I had to keep working, and I had to keep strategizing and keep praying, and really, you know, because I thought I could press the button, but I knew I needed to be there. I knew I needed to go through this thing. Amen. And it's 45 minutes, by the way. And then she's talking to me through this mic, and she's going, "You all right in there?" I'm like, "Well, you're not going to hear me if I scream, so." Next thing she says, "Okay, I'm going to start." And next thing, there's banging. Bang, bang, boom. I was like, "Oh my gosh, what is that?" So something's going to cave in. And it wasn't just the banging, it was bang, 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 bang. It was like that. And it was just naturally something that you kind of go, oh, what's going on? So I'm praying again, and I'm coming down again, and it continued. And I just thought, you know, if I press the button, she's going to yank me out, but I'm going to have to go again. So I don't want to do that. And I'm okay, you know, okay, I'm grounding myself. Then I heard another little voice say, not little, but like a gentle voice, say, "Look up over your head." And I'm thinking, oh, I can't move. I'm not supposed to move, you know. It's like, look up over your head. So I'm lying in this thing, and I start looking up, back. And guess what I saw? I saw light. I saw light because I thought, I'm trapped in this thing. Like, it felt like it was all enclosed. It felt like there was no way out, any way other than the way I came in. But I looked back and I saw this light, and I went, oh, yes, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not kidding, guys. It was just this moment of, oh, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to get to the other side of this. But I knew that it was important that I was in there and that I went through this testing, right? It was a test. They were testing to see what was on the inside. And it was going to give so much clarity in order to be able to know which direction we needed to go, or that I needed to go. Is everyone okay? So that was my MRI experience, and finally it was over and I came out, and I was, yay. It was a real sense of victory because I stayed in there and I didn't panic and I didn't run. And God was with me, amen. So how do we overcome that overwhelming sense of fear that can often lead to either a fight or flight response? Has everyone heard of the fight or flight response? Yep. All those unpleasant feelings when we're going through adversity, we're going through a hard time, we've got relationship issues, we've got financial issues, and it just doesn't, we don't like it, do we? You know, in 1 James it says, count it pure joy when we go through this stuff, and it's like, what? How do you do that? It's not joy, it's horrible. And so then we think, fight or flight. Maybe if I try and avoid this thing, maybe if I try and go around it, maybe if I, you know, just get out of here altogether and just split, and then I won't have to go through it. Or the opposite side of that is to go, well, this is too hard, and we kind of close in, we isolate, we become depressed, and we just sleep. So I'm going to bed. It's too hard. There's that sense of, this shouldn't be happening to me. Why is this happening? This should not be happening. Why is this going on? Why is that going on? That should not be happening. And yet, what does the Word of God tell us? Back in, where was it? I'm lost. Sorry. Oh, John 16:33. Jesus says that you will have trouble. And yet we go, why? Shouldn't this is not right. Or we start to, you know, listen to that accusing voice of, oh, well, it's because you're just hopeless, really. You're just no good. You don't cut it. No one thinks that you've got anything to contribute. You just forget about it. It's really like, just split. So there's, you know, there's another voice. And which one are we listening to? So often we hear people say, oh, you know, God told me this or God told me that. And so God doesn't want me to go through that. I really believe he wants me to go this way. And yet quite often that way may not actually be in line with what the Word of God says, or it may not, you know, even be in his character, this of something that he would do. But yet I'm hearing from God, and God is saying this to me. And I had to obey. So yes, of course we do hear from God, we know that, but is it really God or the Holy Spirit speaking to us when what we're hearing doesn't line up with his Word? You know, guys, some of you here are listening more to your friends than what you are listening to God. Is it okay if I say that? You know, you hear the clanging and the banging like I did in that MRI scan, and it distracts you. And sometimes it actually sounds good. And so you kind of hear what they've got to say, and you listen to them, and you take their advice. And yet half the time, or most of the time, our friends are just going through what we're going through. They've got the same thing going on. They're trying to hear. They're trying to find their way. And it's like two lost people trying to help the other find their way. You know, it's good to seek wise counsel. It's good to do that. And but it's wise counsel. So be wise about who you go to for counsel. But, you know, above and beyond all of that, it needs to be in line with the Word of God. You know, if we are in a relationship with him, we know his character. We know who he is. You know, we can try and convince ourselves that, oh, no, he's not really saying that. But the truth is his word. Amen? Matthew 16:24 says, then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So what does that mean? And I'm lost again. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life. And that be our flesh, that be somebody else's flesh. Flesh, just flesh. You know, we're not called to be governed by flesh. And we're called to be governed by the Spirit, which brings life and brings peace. Amen? So overcoming is often equated to or with enduring. It's about enduring. It's about when things get comfortable, you know, knowing that, hey, it's actually kind of meant to get uncomfortable. It's meant to be like that. It's not meant to be cruisy and easy. A true disciple of Christ is one who endures through trials by the power of the Holy Spirit. An overcomer clings to Christ no matter how high the cost. Hebrews 3:14 says, we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. So we're called to be overcomers, amen? And, you know, at some point, we may feel like things are getting hard, they're getting freakish, they're getting just uncomfortable. And those clanging things are going. And we just feel like taking off. We feel like walking away. But what happens when we do that? We don't finish the test, do we? We don't complete the test. And what happens when we don't complete the test? When we press the panic button and go, get me out of here, we might avoid that for that moment, but we don't go through the test and then we have to go through it again. You guys are good, you know all this. And yet if we listen to that still small voice, the voice of God who's saying, hey, you can do this. Pray in tongues. Talk to me. Sing songs of worship. I will give you peace. I am with you through this. Whether it be a storm or whatever it is, God is with us. Amen? And we can do it because we know we have him with us. And we get to the other side and we complete the test. Yay! And the results of that is we get to find out what's on the inside of us. We get to find out what we're made of. And we come out with greater knowledge, greater wisdom, greater understanding, and more maturity in God. So guys, I just want to encourage you today, you know, when things get hard, when things feel uncomfortable, just remember that the Word of God says that that's going to happen. It's going to happen. Don't freak out. Don't listen to what your senses are telling you. You know, your mind can be saying one thing, your body's reacting in a whole other way, and yet one thing I know when I was in that MRI machine was that there was this false sense of danger. This is bad. Run. Get out of here. But you know what? All my senses were lying to me. I wasn't in danger. I was actually in a safe place having some testing. So that's how powerful our mind is. That's how powerful our body and our feelings when we feel stuff. And yet that still small voice that I heard quietened all of that. And sure, it was hard. It wasn't easy. It wasn't that one-off thing where I just prayed in tongues and it kept coming up again. And I'd had to keep, you know, working away at it. And praying and believing, praying, believing for my spiritual side and my physical side. I was using strategies because my body needed to, you know. So from using my mind and the thoughts of my head, my soul, I spoke to my body and I said, be still. I mean, Jesus says that too. But we can say that to our bodies. We can tell our bodies, hey, be still. You're fine, you're okay, God is with you, this is, this is going to be good in the end. You're going to come through this test and you won't have to have this one again. You might have some other tests, but not this one. And you're going to come out feeling victorious, knowing that, I mean, Jesus already got the victory, amen. But it's us getting victory over our flesh, our mind and our soul, which will try and freak us out and take us to places where we miss out on what God has for us, you know. Because it's only through enduring and overcoming and enduring and overcoming that we get to that place of our reward. And that happens again and again and again until we get to our biggest reward, and that is eternity with Jesus. So guys, I just want to encourage us today, you know, if we're going through something, if things are feeling uncomfortable, whether it's, you know, with relationships or whatever it might be, and you've got this sense of, oh, this isn't working, or someone's in your ear telling you this isn't working, you know, sometimes our friends can be the least helpful. I mean, I've got some great friends, don't misunderstand me. But sometimes, in our haste to want to make our friends feel better, we actually can encourage them to walk away or move away from what God is trying to do. And so it's really important that we hear from God ourselves and we understand His word and understand His principles. Amen? So what might seemingly be, hey, if you kind of just go around this, skip this, ignore it, just get out of here, right, just leave, then you won't have to deal with this and you can feel good. You'll feel better, you know, everything will be honky-dory, you don't have to worry about anything, you don't have to go through all of that stuff because you're not meant to go through, that's not meant to happen. Well, guess what? My Bible tells me it is. And the Word of God says that it does happen for a reason. But at the end of the day, the plans that God has for us are for good, are for a hope and for a future. And so it's so important for us to remember that. So guys, don't run. Don't press the panic button. You know? I mean, unless you're in a bus that's about to... But you know, hang in there and know that God is with you. And looking around, I'm seeing some faces here where, you know, that's been so evident in their lives, where, you know, they've hung in there and they've hung in there. And guess what? They're reaping their reward. And even though there's a reward that's being reaped, it's so minute compared to what God has for us. You know, further down the track. So I just encourage you guys, be mindful of who you're listening to. Take note of who's talking to you. Your feelings will lie to you. And often tell you things that are not factual, that are not true. Your thoughts, the minute you have a thought, don't immediately think that thought is a right thought. The Word of God says that we are to take every thought captive and line it up with the Word of God. So if you have a thought, whether it's a good thought, or sometimes people have bad thoughts and they go, oh, I'm a bad person. It's like, no, you're not. Did you take that thought captive? Where did it come from? Did you challenge it? So we've got to be active, proactive, and be aware that we are made up of three parts, our mind, body, and our spirit, and knowing which is which one to respond to in an appropriate way. And, you know, God's empowered us for that, guys. He's given us authority. He's given us authority over our mind and over our body. Amen? So hang in through the testing and you'll get to the other side. Was that all right, that MRI thing? I just thought it was kind of... So remembering to look up over your head, yeah? When things get hard, look up. Look up and remember that Jesus is your light and that he will take you through and he will bring you to the other side, victorious. Amen? So guys, Galatians 5:1 tells us that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I chose that scripture because when we understand what it means to take authority over the voices and the feelings and line them up with the word of God and listen to that gentle, small, gentle voice, we are walking in freedom. That is freedom. That, in fact, is freedom. And in this walk, in our walk of faith, I mean, there's lots of other things to freedom, but in terms of our everyday walk with God, that's how we have freedom. Because if we free our minds and take authority, we're walking in freedom. Does that make sense? I get lost sometimes, so sorry. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen? So guys, stay put. Stay put. You're going to be great. You're going to be fine. God promises that. He's going to take you through your test, whatever your test may be. And look, I know that some of us are going through some hard things, and obviously this, you know, I can't cover everything in one message in terms of what that may look like. But when it comes to your everyday things that the world will throw at you or at us, just check it. Check where it's coming from. And don't panic. And hang in there and stay in there. Cool? How y'all going? Okay, I'm going to ask everyone just to stand, please. So if you're here today and you have no idea about what I was talking about, but you are really interested in knowing about this more gentle voice and knowing about walking in freedom, knowing who Jesus is, I want to invite you this morning to come forward and meet him. You know, he loves you. He died for you. You know, he endured. He didn't press the panic button. He endured all the way to the end, and he did that for us. And he did that for you. So if you're here this morning and you don't know him and you would like to get to know him, I'm going to ask you just to lift your hand this morning. Just raise your hand. If everyone else can just close your eyes, please. If you don't know him, if you want to come and meet this amazing God, this amazing Jesus, lift your hand, just raise your hand, just really quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Or if you know him, but you've been away from him for a while, the pressures and the voices and the adversities have kind of taken over a little bit, and you want to get back right with him this morning, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. Awesome, it's one hand. Anyone else? If you want to get back in tune to hear the voice of God in your life and be directed by Him, just raise your hand. Great, there's another hand there. Thank you, hon. Excellent. Okay, I'm going to ask everyone to pray this prayer with me this morning. Is that okay? Just with our eyes closed. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you died for me and that your word says, if I believe and declare your name as God, I will be saved. So this morning, I declare that I believe in you, Jesus, and I want you to come into my life. I want to walk in relationship with you. I want to become a Christian. I repent of my sins. I come before you afresh today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome, guys. Thank you.
Beautiful. Kind of get the feeling when Mona talks. Who feels relaxed? Don't you? Beautiful. It just brings a peace as she shares. And thank you, Mona. That was amazing. Well, if you're visiting with us, it's great to have you here today. We want to make sure that we look after you and bless you and give you a cafe latte, coffee, or a cappuccino. But don't forget, everyone say don't forget, tonight. Everyone say tonight. I'm the loud one, you can tell, right? 6 p.m. at the chapel. There's parking there. It's underground parking. There's some signs that take you that way. But if you go to our website, if you go to our Facebook page, it'll tell you exactly where to park. But why don't you come along, be a part of that, come and support what we're trying to do there, starting this great service. But let me just pray for you before you leave today. Can we do that? Why don't you raise your hands to God in this place? God, we thank you for your word this morning. God, I thank you. You know exactly every situation that is in this room today. And God, I thank you for that word this morning, that God, that we are not to just hit the panic button, God, you are testing us. God, that our faith is tested through trials. Your word says that. And God, I pray that we would believe in you. We would hold on to you. And as your word says, God, Psalms 23, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because your rod and your staff, they comfort us. And God, I believe for that. As we go through tough times, we hold on to you and we will emerge through those times as a better person, God, knowing that you have been with us. And God, I pray for that right across every situation that people are facing today, in Jesus' mighty name, that you would show them how real you are, God, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you all. Have a great rest of it. Look, we need some people to help to pack a van, so if some good, strong guys are available, we're going to do that after service. Or if you want to help set up the service, we're meeting at 4 p.m. and then another group at 5 p.m. Any help would help us. God bless you, church.